Ms. Obama told the fellows yesterday that Abigail traveled thousands of kilometers for an interview in Harare to be considered for the Yali Fellowship.
A young woman from rural Zimbabwe took a five-hour bus ride, then another six-hour bus ride, then another seven-hour bus ride, a two-day journey just to get her interview.
Abigail, who works for a non-governmental organization, Zubo Trust, in the country's remote Binga district, Matabeleland North Province, says she was very excited when Obama noted that she is among aspiring young leaders who are determined to transform their society. Abigail says it is rare to be mentioned in any form by a leader of Obama's caliber, and as a result, she believes that the American president has inspired her to do more work. The young African woman says that she will work harder to transform the lives of Zimbabweans when she gets back home.
I was thrilled. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. It was really me. So to me, it shows how determined I was about this program, because it wasn't easy. You really needed to be committed to get to Harare. That's the capital. And Binga and Harare is about 900 kilometers, and there's no like one bus to get to Harare. You need to embark on a bus to Bulawayo. Then you drop off, take another one to Harare. So something that I learned in particular was the issue of empowering in a woman. That's something that I strongly believe in. Like, I'll give you a brief background of who I am in terms of my education. When I finished my primary level in Zimbabwe, I didn't have school fees to go to school. So a local organization called, it's not local, it's international, CAMFED, Campaign for Female Education, they paid for my fees. I went to a local boarding school. So after that, I did very well because I knew where I was coming from. I had to work very hard. Then after that, my brother took me to Midland State University to do my first degree. Thereafter, I felt it's time for me to plow back. I need to go back to my community and serve from there. The capital can be exciting, but I don't belong there. So I had to go back to Binga. When I went there, one lady had a vision. She shared her vision with me. We co-founded an organization called Zubo Trust. The organization focuses on empowering women.
She was among 1,500 Zimbabweans who contested for 30 national Yali slots. At the same time, another fellow, Zandile Lambu, a computer scientist and banker, was praised by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry for her work in mobile technology and empowering young women. Lambu, who currently works for privately owned mobile phone network Equinet Wireless Zimbabwe as a mobile money app developer and other overlays, says that she's also elated to be mentioned by one of President Obama's top cabinet members. She says that she is working to technologically empower young women and people. Kerry said Zandile was a prime example of young people pushing for economic prosperity in their communities.
And I'm inspired by Zandile Lambu from Zimbabwe. Where is Zandile? Raise your hand. She is leading the charge to promoting inclusive economic growth. And Zandile hasn't just spoken words about shared prosperity. She's walked the walk. She's not in this business to make money. She's in it to make a difference.
Other Yali members include Emmanuel Ndlovu of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who says that the Obama magic will help him rebuild Zimbabwe.
It was a phenomenal experience for me, starting off from Charlottesville, Moven, Monticello, Montpela, and ending it at Williamsburg. It was a great historical moment, learning from ideals of the American Revolution and the founding principles. It was quite a great experience.
Another Yali member, Sibu Sisiwe Bebe, believes that the sky's the limit for all Yali fellows and other young people worldwide.
It's been overwhelming. I failed the words to explain and the ways to take home what I've learned and to share my experiences, but the little way that I can, I'm going to try by doing myself what I think we need to do as a community back home. I'm so proud at the way they view Africa, the positive energy. Most of what we get from outside is negative. So I'm happy to see people willing to partner with Africa, and that are seeing potential, not just in young people, but in the whole of Africa.
The Young African Leaders Initiative is the brainchild of President Obama. He has since renamed it to the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Tatenda Gumbo.